Thank you, Mr. Chair, and we congratulate you for your re-election. As we come here today and after 10 years since the beginning of this process, we are witnessing the darkest moments in our modern history. For this, we again emphasize the importance of this process and how crucial it has become to adopt a legally binding instrument in an effort to put an end to corporate impunity and create effective mechanisms to remedy and compensate affected communities, including communities in context of conflict, occupation, and colonization. The slow progression of adopting a legally binding instrument has been derived from the greed of the political and economical elite, particularly in the global north, by exploiting humanity for massive profit, which has only allowed corporations to enjoy impunity. In these dark moments we are living, corporations are being complicit in genocide, mass displacement, famine, and the destruction of land and our nature, Palestine, Sudan, DRC, and beyond. Corporations wage and sustain conflict, occupation, colonization, pollution, exploitation of natural resources, and much more. All life on this planet is at stake, and those who are most affected are those who have been fighting against this corporate colonization, indigenous peoples, women, peasants, and human rights defenders. Corporate impunity cannot prevail. Corporate greed entrenched by the legacy of colonization and capitalist agendas must be brought to an end. We owe the victims of transnational corporations, victims who have been for decades living an injustice due to violations and abuses, and even genocide committed by colonial corporations. When this process started, we thought that the aim is to have a legally binding instrument to regulate corporate power and protect people from corporate greed. Today, and after 10 years, this goal is questionable, as it remains very problematic that some states, particularly from the global north, continues to undermine the dedicated participation of countries in the global south in this process. We ask ourselves, are we going to accept a world where corporate interests are the basis of the decision-making rather than the will of the people? It is beyond belief that those posing themselves as champions of freedom and democracy are allowing corporations to govern and decide on the fate of our humanity and our planet. One would have hoped that we drew some lessons from the past, but looking at the grim reality around us, we can conclude that no lessons were learned. However, we still have faith that the horrifying events around the world, and in particular the ongoing genocide in Gaza, had shown you that now more than any other time, all systems and ideologies that inflict this violence on all oppressed and affected communities must end. Thank you.